Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of This Week in Testing. This is episode 97. It's Friday, the 4th of July, 2025. And welcome. Another great opportunity for us to gather today. For those joining us live, thank you so much. And for those listening back on the podcast, we're also grateful that you're with us today. So this is a Ministry of Testing event. So the code of conduct is in place, which you can find on ministryoftesting.com. And I'm your host, Simon Tomes, and I'm joined by the wonderful co-host, Natalia Bermai. Natalia, how are things?
Happy Friday, Simon, and everyone who joined today. Yeah, it's pretty well. It's Friday again, unexpectedly. But yeah, and here we go again, talking about testing.
Indeed. Yeah, it's good to get everyone together, and yeah, lovely to see some folks sharing their Ministry of Testing profile pages in the chat. Lovely to see people joining. So hello to Pretty, to Michael, to Anna, to Gary, to Neil, Mariam, IC, Peter, who else we got coming in? Yeah, a few more folks as well joining us. So welcome. Great opportunity for us. Eamon as well. Hello, Eamon. Lovely to see you here. And also Demi, wonderful co-host Demi, and Michael saying hello. Oh, and Michael was saying, is everyone aware that Rosie's trying to get 99 followers on MOT? Can you help? Ah, nice. Nice one, Michael. Yes, folks, do jump on. Rosie Sherry is the founder and CEO of Ministry of Testing. And 99 is an important number in the world of Ministry of Testing. We have things called 99-second talks, which is a way for people to step up at an event like a meetup or at a conference to, you know, have a go at speaking in front of an audience within a 99-second time limit. It's a great thing to do. So 99 is definitely an important one in the world of Ministry of Testing, which I think, you know, episode 99 of This Week in Testing, it feels like we should make that one a special one. I think, Natalia, behind the scenes, we were chatting, like, maybe get all the This Week in Testing co-hosts to join at once. The absolute chaos would be brilliant, but for all of us to share our experiences of what This Week in Testing has meant and how people can make the most of it and some of the things that people can achieve off the back of joining an event like today. Yeah, Natalia, what do you think of that idea?
No, I think that would be great, like a little celebration, milestone, like party or like gathering. Yeah, and definitely we can share what we thought or how we joined and how we grew. And, you know, messages like one day you send me like, would you like to be a host? And I'm like, what? Am I actually like ready for that? Am I good enough for that? So things like that. And then you do it and you say like, yeah, actually, it works out well, you know, and then how we grow each other.
Totally. And I think, you know, that often comes with just folks being like open to giving something a try that may feel, I don't know, unnerving or a little bit new, a little bit different and overwhelming, you know. And I think of Test Bash, the conference that Ministry of Testing run that's happening in Brighton. And you know, that's a 2-day conference. It's in person, 500 plus people, can be feel pretty full on, yet also can lead to many, many opportunities. And if people kind of go into it with an open mind, there's so much that they can take as individuals, but also relationships they build with others to collaborate, and knowledge and information they can bring back to their workplace and share with their teammates is immense. I think just kind of, you remind me, Natalia, like, just if folks are up for giving things a go and stuck in, good things tend to happen. And certainly the way Ministry of Testing is recognizing that is, you know, as one example, is awarding community stars. So there's been lots of community stars going out this week. It's lovely to see that. If you want to see who's getting them, head to ministryoftesting.com/community-stars. Also, but congratulations to many folks who have received the community certificate. This is for folks who receive at least one star over a 5-month period, not consecutively, but just over 5 months. So congratulations to those who receive community certificates. We are getting closer to 99 people with certificates, which is, again, a lovely number to achieve. Very quickly opening up my spreadsheet behind the scenes. Yes, 91 people have received a community certificate. So that's absolutely wonderful. So huge congratulations to folks who have received that certificate recently.
Yeah, and thank you so much for all your contributions and like growing and sharing. So yeah, that's definitely thankfully to all of you. Thank you.
Defo. And yeah, now I guess talking of contributing and growing, we thought we would focus on Test Bash during this week in testing. So we're thinking in terms of, so if you scroll to the top of the chat, there's some questions there that we thought might be interesting to explore. Thinking about the conferences that you've been to, if you've been to Test Bash Brighton before or any other Test Bash that's been around the UK or the world pre-pandemic. What stories of the past can you share? What's some fun anecdotal things that happened unexpectedly? What sort of things were you learning? And thinking ahead to this year, what are you looking forward to? Are there in particular any talks that you want to attend, some workshops that you're excited by? Have you started planning? Have you seen that we have a digital notebook, which we've called a motebook for the nice MOT pun, which you can now copy and start planning your schedule. You can start, making some notes already, which is very, very cool. And we're also thinking about it'd be good for folks on this call today to share some tips and advice. When you go to a conference, as I mentioned before, it can be full on, pretty intense. And, you're there for 2 days, but the conference starts now, right? Like we're talking about it now, it's already started. And it doesn't just end on day two after the social, where you're all a bit tired and you're traveling home or you're going back to your hotel. There's a lot to be done when you go back to your workplace. There's a lot to be done if you're not currently in work to use that information that you've learned, use those connections and stuff. And also, like, if you do want to get yourself a ticket, like, how can you get your budget, your purse holder, your wallet holder to support you and put some money towards sending you there as part of your learning and development budget. That's an important one. And it can sometimes be tricky to convince folks to send you away for a couple of days. So I guess, Natalia, I'd love to, on any of those questions, get your take on that. What are some of the things you've experienced with conferences and in particular with Test Bash?
Yeah, I generally love conferences because I like to get out of my bubble, which I like have on a daily basis. Like it's either my company or colleagues, like the way environment that I go, and you just see what other people do, what type of work they do, type of testing, the way. So I like those things. And so it actually gives me a lot of like kind of thinking and freedom and a lot of creativity. And I've been quite often to Test Bash. I think one of the brightest memories from 2017, before I had like a big break becoming a parent. So that was very cool. And I felt really kind of in a very highly professional environment. And I felt like, oh, it's a long way to go for me to align with them. Right. Sometimes you can feel a little bit overwhelmed when you come and you see all speakers, but don't be fooled, because what I can say, it's a years of experience and practicing, right? And if you're very new to that, you will be overwhelmed, and that's okay. That's basically expected. You can deal with that. So it's either way, you prepare a little bit of kind of schedule how it works for you and what you want to get the most. Everyone works in very different kind of ways of thinking. Some people like to just ad hoc dive into different talks and then they will figure out what's next. But for some people, and especially for me, I like having a little bit of like thinking before, so I don't get completely overwhelmed and my brain just shuts down. They're like, that's it, I'm leaving, and I will leave. So think like how it works for you. Maybe you have some experience and other things. And yeah, so prepare like how you think, because there's a lot going on. It's a lot of cool stuff. So I guess try to not to go everywhere, because things are running either in parallel. You will have them recorded, so you won't miss out. But think about like what would you like to hear in person. And also sometimes I would give up on talks that I can watch online, but I will go and connect with people and chat, right? Because those things you can play back, right? Like connecting with people, it's happening in the moment, Well, you know them already. You can catch up later online, but creating this connection is basically in the moment, right? That's my another trick. So, yeah, convincing about budgets. I think I have the least experience with that, but let me try. Maybe share a little bit. Some people might be in a lucky position where you have learning budget and you might use it. I prefer to spend learning budget on conferences, whereas some people might not have that luxuries, and it's hard to convince, like you said, you go some way and investing in knowledge education, it's a long run. It takes time, or like how you try out things. I guess like writing the document that I've seen a while on TestBash was really good, gives you ideas, but also try to tell the story, like how would you bring as well to the team and company, right? Like either you would do a lightning talk where you learn, or you will also expand the knowledge about companies on the conference, right? So also give a little bit of awareness. So it's a kind of like two-way experience. So I'm kind of like saying like, what would be beneficial for you? Like I remember the previous time when my manager say, would you mind connecting the conference program to the work that you do? How you think either talks or workshops or meeting people would help you in your day-to-day work, right? So have a look at the agenda and see, oh, that sounds interesting. Like either it's like, I don't know, mobile testing or AI or like workshop with quality, leading with quality. If you're thinking your organization will go to more quality engineering and you might be on the path of leading that, you can connect. And then your manager, your team will see how you can leverage that knowledge and see what happens. Although it's not guaranteed, it's always tricky, right? So investments is always tricky. But yeah, that's my experience test brush. I'm coming back this year. I was last year, the year before. I'm actually gonna come every year because it gives me a big boost of my networking knowledge, even like mental health, right? When you think like things are really not going as you expect in where you are, and you get out and you see different perspectives, you say, ah, I can try this, and you take your mind away from your day-to-day job, which might be challenging, and you just come back refreshed and you say, like, let me try again. Maybe it's not that bad. I just need to see from the other side. So yeah, that's how I experienced as Bash.
Incredible advice, Natalia. Oh my goodness, we need to write up exactly what you just shared there. I think we need to get
I
the
know.
trans we need to look up the transcript, folks, and turn that into something. That was wow, so much good advice. Absolutely loved it. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, I could reflect on so many bits that you made there. I was busy taking notes as you were sharing as well. I guess anecdotally, it kind of some of the joy I get from a test bash. Of course, I'm biased because I'm part of Ministry of Testing, but having been to test bash and participated in them before joining officially the company, so joining as an attendee, just those moments where you meet someone in person who you've known online for a while, there's something really funny about that experience. And it's like, oh, it's you. Like, what? No way, we're meeting up in person. Like, I can see I've just brought up on my screen the day I met Ollie Fairhall. I was on the entrance welcoming people in, and Ollie came up to me and like, ah, it's Ollie from This Week in Testing. I was like, Ollie, no way. It was so cool. And I was like, oh, quick, grab a selfie. So just moments like that. And also, yeah, just seeing more folks in the chat. So I remember, I think I met James Wadley. Hi, James, by the way. Thank you for joining. Was it either at the meetup in Coventry, or I think it may have been at a test bash, first time I met James in person. And again, it's just like, oh, this is so cool. Same with Ben Doan. We were building a stand a few years ago at a test bash. It was a TestSphere stand. And Ben and I don't think we met in person before then. And we had this little task before things started to build the stand. And it was very funny. We didn't really know what we were doing. We were frantically scrambling to get this thing set up. But it's just moments like that where, things are unexpected and you meet people in the community for real that you met online. You can't really, to put it bluntly, you can't really put a price on that. It's just pretty special that, well, I say pretty, it's very special that you can get to meet people in person. And I don't think, meetups definitely give you that, and huge fan of meetups, of course. Yeah, I think with a conference, it's just got that different vibe. It's just so much going on, and you can just have a very enjoyable time. Just calling out some stuff in the chat. So James sharing, I find Test Bash provides an opportunity to step outside your comfort zone in a friendly environment. Oh, that's a nice description. And Ben Doan, who's mentioned before, Test Bash just hits different. Yeah. I think also to your point, Natalia, where as you say, like we can get caught up in our day-to-day and it's like, oh, am I doing this right? Or is my work really hectic? Like, oh, this feels too much, or I don't think we're doing good enough in this, or we could do better, or are we doing it right? I've had loads of moments where I've kind of gone, oh yeah. So the people who have similar challenges, so that's cool. So we can build a connection that way. There's some models and stuff that we're all kind of using and that feels familiar. And also, like, selfishly, there's probably some moments where you're like, oh wow, we're way ahead of the game. Like, and we didn't realize. Anecdotally, my wife recently came back from a conference this week and I was like, how did you find it? And she was really honest. She goes, it made us realize, and this is a completely different industry. She's like, it made us realize how far ahead we are and what we do relative to some other places. So it can do that. And that can kind of feel a bit weird because you sort of then get put things into perspective and you're like, oh, actually it is all right. Yes, we do have our challenges, but actually we're doing okay. And I think that can definitely come from a test bash. So yeah, I wanted to amplify the point you made there, Nat, about, it's good for your mental well-being, as well as, a huge opportunity for learning and networking.
Yeah,
Great. Yeah.
totally agree.
Please go ahead, Natalia. I cut you off there. Sorry about that. Go for it.
No, don't worry. Yeah, it's all fine. Like, you will all get your positives. Like, even like if you need a little validation you didn't write, that's where you also might get it, right? So it's totally fine. That's what I think, getting out of the bubble, like for me personally, it's a big benefit because you just see from different perspective and it might change your life. And like the other conference about changing life and like why I'm here, like I'm the active community member, because I met Simon on 2023. I bumped into you and we had very short chat and Simon like, oh, you should write about this. I'm like, oh God, who am I writing to Ministry of Testing? Like, yeah, I do stuff, but like I bet a lot of people do the same, like very classic thinking of writing, like, and to be like, no, we got so many people, like publishers and editors, which I couldn't see from outside, right? So I couldn't see that support because it's behind the scene, right? And I said, oh, okay, cool. So I'm not alone on this, right? So even if I post some draft, people will give me feedback, and that feedback was kind. I worked with, I think Rabia first one. She was very quick and strict, and which I loved because she was very focused. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. This is like looks real. And I learned how to get better in writing and what to focus and how to frame. And from that on, it gave me a big boost of my confidence and writing. And I said, okay, I'll stick to Ministry of Testing more. Selfishly, for it's like it's actually, it is working in a very nice and friendly way. Zero judgments. It's just changing people's lives.
It's great to hear that, Natalia. And as you know, and this goes to all listeners, that like the community is there to support each other. That's like it's kind of axiom. It's given. It's our default mode because. I think we can, without getting too woo-woo or heavy, like we can always doubt ourselves, right? And others can see things in us that we can't quite see ourselves. And I think that's okay. That's just the reality, right? And it's wonderful when community members amplify each other and go, yeah, just go for it. You know, I know it can be scary to do things and contribute more and put yourself out there and be open to criticism or open to like other things, but the community got your back. And that, you know, I'm saying that to every listener today, and we can do good stuff. And I think it is the only way we can move our craft forward is to support each other and do that with positive intent and try and see the best in what people are up to and just go for it. I see some more thoughts coming in from the chat. So Gary Hawkes, that's what I'm looking forward to most, meeting as many as I can. Can't wait to meet you in person, Gary. We will make sure we get a selfie. Priti Gupta, who I was fortunate enough to meet at MOT London the other week. Great to see you here, Priti. Test Bash provides a platform to meet and connect people, grow network, learn and share with each other or to each other. Yeah, and if you haven't seen some photos, go to Priti's profile page. Priti has been brilliant at sharing some pictures about Test Bash last year. Oh yeah, Ben Doan, I remember this. I love the positive feedback we got from Rahul's wife after Test Bash. She was originally going to come for his talk only, but stuck around because she enjoyed it so much. She was not a tester by trade. Yeah, that was brilliant, right? There was quite a few folks that kind of on, not on the periphery, that's maybe the wrong way to frame it, but some of the members of staff at the Brighton Dome where it was hosted and where we're hosting this year. There was one lady in particular, I can't remember her name, but she was picking up a copy of the Testing Planet. So this is the physical newspaper that we produce. And she was busy reading it. And I had a little chit chat with her and she was loving it. She goes, oh, all your people here are just a real nice bunch of people. Like, what are you up to? And she was really curious about what was going on and genuinely was interested in, you know, chatting to various people that are there. And, you know, and her role was certainly not to, she wasn't kind of tasked with having to speak with people. She was just there to help out and guide people. So yeah, even the members of the Brighton Dome were getting involved, which is very cool. I also think just an anecdotal thought that from an organizer's perspective, it's also constantly on our mind about the experience that people have at an event like Test Bash. So trying to cater for a considerable number of folks has its challenges, that's for sure. But we do try our best. Sometimes we might not get things right, or some folks might not quite kind of feel, what's the right word here? They might feel a bit not lost, but a bit kind of overwhelmed by what's happening. So yeah, we're going to try our best to make sure that, you know, everyone can experience Test Bash in a way that works for them because they're all different. So I think having the ambassadors on board, like yourself, Natalia, to support us over the couple of days is going to be great. So we definitely have a team of folks who will be there to support people, make sure questions are answered and people know where they can go and where they can get some fresh air. And the food will be lovely, as always, and a good opportunity to chat with sponsors, to do some fun activities, dive into the workshops and sit and listen to some of the talks. So there's always lots of good stuff going on. Righty. So Nat, shall we? I've just done a clock on the. I've just checked the clock. Crikey, we got
I
carried away
know,
there.
right?
It's,
Yeah, yeah.
hopefully carried away. That's been useful for our listeners today. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I don't think you and I have been rambling too much. Well, you in particular have
What?
shared loads of good stuff. Maybe I've been rambling, but anyway. But how about we get some people up on stage and they can share some of their stories or things that they're looking forward to, or maybe questions they might have for the audience that can help them. So I see that Eamon Droko has put their hand up. So let's get Eamon up on stage right away. We are just waiting for the crowdcast system to kick into place. The request has been sent for Eamon to join the stage. The API is waiting for a response. And here it is. Yes. Eamon, welcome. How's your week in testing been? And yeah, if you've got something to share about test bashes or conferences, we'd love to hear from you.
Hi everyone. Yeah, it's been a decent week. I can definitely speak on this topic of conferences, but I just wanted to start with a little chat about meetups because I think meetups are especially the London meetup last week is like a mini conference, so we can't ignore that. I think the best part about that meetup is, meeting people that, like someone mentioned, meeting people that you've spoken to online. But what I've tried to do this week is to carry on the conversation. I think often when we meet people at meetups and conferences, we'll connect to LinkedIn, and if we're lucky, we'll see them again at the next conference or the next meetup. And I don't want it to end just there with some of the people that I meet. I want to carry on the conversation. So this week I had two calls. Well, I had three calls, but two calls with people I met at the London meetup, whether it was the last one or the one before that. So there was David and Chris, who I met at London meetups. So I just got off a call with Chris Pratt just a few minutes ago, in fact. We had a great conversation that, I made sure to continue after our meeting last week at the meetup, and it was really great. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most about going to Test Bash, which I'm now lucky enough to be going to. Thanks, MOT, for setting that up. That's really exciting. Yeah, I'm really excited to meet a lot of the people that I've seen in the Motiverse. People on Twitter, people to meetups again. It's really exciting. I think that's the part that I'm looking forward to the most, to be honest.
That's so cool, Eamon. Oh, it's cool that you've had a chat with David and Chris. Yeah, Chris, good top person. I think he's been to a few of the London meetups now, so that's very cool that you keep the conversation going and that and it does take effort, right? To keep that momentum going. I know you and I hopefully get to speak next week, and it's important. It's important to build on those connections and keep exploring, because I think like in some instances, like, and I find this certainly with meetups, is it can be quite quick. Like you have a quick opportunity to chat to people, and that sounds kind of rude, but more like you can't go as deep as maybe you could do when it's just a one-to-one call, for example. So I know, Eamon, I'm hopeful that you and I will have a good old chit chat and explore all sorts of topics and be able to do that because we'll have the time and space to do so on a call. So I love the fact that you've been proactive and gone for it. And your 99-second talk about reaching out to people and booking in time to speak, and it's important to talk, really resonated. It certainly was the motivation for me wanting to talk to you more as well, and others out there in the community. So thank you for that, for in that inspiration.
Yeah, definitely. I've got more time next week as well, so I'll set that up as soon as
Yeah,
possible. And
that's cool. No, no urgency. Whenever it works for both of us, it's good. It's all good.
yeah, for sure. And I think just to go off like my talk, like I think I did the talk, but I also have to practice what I preach. I can't just get up on the stage and point fingers at people. I actually have to do it myself. And I
Totally.
think I've been very happy with myself this week that I had at least three chats. I've got like at least three more next week that I need to thought out. But yeah, I think that's one of the be most beautiful thing about conferences is just so many like-minded people that we bump into. And when we do it, let's connect and let's like continue the conversation. Like, let's not wait till Test Bash next year to chat
Yeah.
again. Like, we all have phones, we all have, Google Meet and so on. Like, let's continue the conversation.
I love it. I love it. And I'm hopeful if folks aren't in a position to set up like one-to-one calls, they have other ways throughout the year to connect with various events, particularly stuff that's happening within the Motiverse, like we have This Week in Testing, not to get all meta, but also like things like Software Testing Live with Ben Doan is a great way for people to stay connected. Even like watching, say, the new Leading with Quality conversations with Rosie Sherry. So she's currently, to all our listeners, she's chatting with some leaders, and it's amazing, these deep conversations, one-to-one conversations about what quality means, what's the future of, say, quality engineering, where are things going, what's really happening within companies. People can start conversations off the back of what they are listening to. So, Eamon, I noticed, you've been checking out some Test Bash talks and starting conversations on the club to say, oh, what's this talk? Here's my reflection. What do you think? And we can still do asynchronous kind of conversations, or we can stay in touch that way. So it's great that people have options, I guess, is my point, throughout the year to stay connected in various ways. I think just thinking out loud, about MOT London, I think the challenge for us at Ministry of Testing is just raising awareness that a thing called Test Bash exists. I think there are certainly a number of people who join MOT London that aren't too familiar with Ministry of Testing as a community, and certainly not aware of Test Bash. So, you know, we're trying to think of ways where we can remind folks, look, if you want kind of MOT London, but like mega, like way more, that's certainly not to discredit the meetup space, then do get yourself to Brighton. Hopefully for folks who are in that area, it's pretty straightforward to get a train if you know they are London-based, of course, and I guess fairly straightforward for others around the UK as well to get down to Brighton. But yeah, that's always an interesting one, the difference between meetup and conference, and how people can make that transition to really go for it.
To add to that, looking a little bit in the future, I had a chat with Rosie this morning about other conversations, but then we mentioned that we will try to create more opportunities for people to come together and meet in person and maybe do some workshops and like variety of things. Like choice is the best, I guess, option that people could have, because everyone like kind of learns and connects differently. So yeah. That's also in the kind of like radar and mind of Ministry of Testing team, diversify choices, how people can connect through different activities. So yeah, we are thinking already about that.
Yes, it's exciting. I think often we find is like there's so much we could do, and it's like the creativity across the community of ideas. It's like, yes, keep it coming, keep it coming. And it's then trying to find ways to lock down those activities, see who's up for it and who's kind of up for contributing, and setting up the space accordingly. Because our sponsors have got great ideas for activities as well that kind of people can get stuck in, you know, meet product people that are working on those products if they are a tool vendor, for example, which is great. Like get kind of direct access to those folks and share feedback and see what they're up to. And yeah, just as you say, Nat, just give people variety to experience and connect in different ways. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to design all that stuff together as a community. Eamon, do stick around. Oh, Natalia, please go for it.
No, I think you possibly wanted to say the same, but it's just seeing more people waiting in case we want to bring them in, because the time is flying so fast. I think we can chat forever, which would be wonderful, you know, like, but yeah, so more people would be also great to join us on stage.
Let's do it. Natalia, do you want to bring up Preeti? I think Preeti was next on the list.
Yeah,
If
pretty much
you want to
next.
go for
Yeah,
it.
doing
Thanks.
it main stage. Okay, I'll send a request. Yeah. Hi, Pretty. Nice to see you today. Hear you today. Yeah, I can see your photo. How are you doing on Friday?
Hello. Thank you for having me on stage. Yeah, so I'm doing great, and this weekend testing was also so good. And looking at the topic Test Bash, definitely I have like past experiences on that, and definitely I would like to share those as well. So for last year when we had Test Bash, September 2024, when I booked the tickets, I was already in August and the event was happening in September, and I was very little aware about what the Test Bash is, who is MOT, etc., etc. But there was some positive vibe, and I thought like, okay, let's go and see. In past, I have attended so many conferences, and it should be more or less the same. But this was like first, I would say, Test Bash conference was my first conference in the UK, and it was much more awesome as compared to other conferences in past I have attended. This was the first I attended for 2 days in a row. Earlier conferences I attended was just one day, and starting from like experience like welcome swag from the first day, ending up on the selfie booth or photo booth the second day, each and every bit of the Test Bash was awesome. And when it was announced during the Test Bash there that next year in 2025 it would be in October, I was like, okay, I'll be Though I will this time next year booking tickets as a part of early bird because 2024 I missed that one. So here I would like to say that every session, workshop and activities, what all was organized there, everything was awesome and unique in every sense. So the difficult part is there that the timings match with the filing overlap with the timings of workshop and session, and it is very difficult to choose which one we want to go for. So here last year I was late to book the tickets, but this time I was early. The only thing is this year I was a bit hesitant. This year the budget was a constraint for me as well. But I would recommend for all those people who want to attend the test match, but budget is a constraint for them as well. Open up, communicate, and speak to the team. Definitely they will be helping because I also got help when I spoke to Rosie regarding the budget. So this is something I would say that budget should not be the only thing which is stopping you to attend the test match this year. And the tips I would like to share that it would be great that if we plan ahead, check the schedule, what the agenda is about, and talk to the people. We have the Slack channel here. Communicate, connect with people in advance. Try to know. It would be much more easier and helpful to plan each and every bit of whole 2 days of the event. And if for those, the problem is for the office taking leave for 2 days and all those things, at least try for 1 day. I can say that you won't regret attending either 1 day or 2 day. If you can go for the 2 days, it is well and awesome. And for those like coming or trying to go for first time this year, I would recommend that watch videos of last year. I was there last year only, so I know that meeting people in person, attending the conference there, that is a something different approach and experience altogether. So it would be great that if you look at the videos, you can see how great each and every session was, and every bit was full of fun, excitement, and challenging. So the tip that is there, and one last tip I shared last time also, that have some space in your camera, in your phone, so that you can collect more photos, capture the videos, as many as possible.
Incredible advice, Preeti. Thank you for sharing. Yes, indeed. A heavy plus one from me for taking photos. I sometimes sound a bit like a broken record, but photos are important. I think they're perhaps more important that we place or more important than maybe we think. And I don't want to sound like rude when I say that, but they create history in a community. And often we can miss that history if we don't capture it at the time. Like, yes, they may be stuck in our memories. Of course they will. But publishing those photos and getting them out there, it's incredible how we can look back and go, oh wow, I remember when that was happening. Like that felt like yesterday, but it could be like 6 or 7 years ago. I found a photo recently of myself and an old business partner of mine. We were working on a product called Test Buddy, and we developed a physical version of Test Buddy as a notebook with Rosie and Ministry of Testing. I think it was back in 2017. And I stumbled on that photo. So I was searching for other Test Bash photos. So I did a keyword search on my photo app for Brighton. And I was like, oh, wow, I completely forgot we took that photo. So it's great. You know, these memories are there and we can forget them, but then technology can remind us of these wonderful moments. And I think it's important to capture it. It's like a moment in time, it's history. And community is history, right? We are creating these wonderful memories and people should go for it. So yes, make sure you have plenty of space. I love that advice, Preeti. Thank you. And everything else you shared as well. We're so glad that you're going to be part of Test Bash this year. Natalia, shall we bring up Linda, who's been waiting ever so patiently?
Yes, let's do that. Let me exercise my powers again.
Cool. Cheers.
Hello,
Hi,
can you hear me?
Linda. Yeah, very well. How are you doing, Linda?
Good, thank you. Thanks for bringing me up. I just wanted to share, I went to Test Bash for the first time last year, and I kind of came at it from a different direction in terms of asking for permissions from the company. The way that I put it to them was that I was interested in some of your certificates. So the foundation one in test automation and the next one after that, intermediate one. And I sort of priced those up and brought it to the company and said, if I was to do these two certifications, I could get an unlimited membership and then I could also have the conference. So the conference was nearly like an afterthought. I was primarily interested in the training and I didn't know what to expect going into the conference, but it was just so much better than I could have ever imagined. It was, you know, meeting all these people that are so passionate about what they do, it just really sort of reignited my passion in this is the career for me, this is the community for me. And the things that I've learned and the people I met and just the resources that those people have shared that have helped me in my own job. And I'm also involved with some learning and development in work and being able to bring that all back to the company. It was fantastic. And I was really nervous to go on my own as well. But I really loved that in the intro, Lee Rathbone had sort of said, look, if you're going as a group of people, just like leave a space, you know, for somebody to come and join you. And everybody kind of did that. And they were all really happy to chat to you and welcomed you in. And it was fantastic.
Linda, that's amazing. Oh, sorry, Natalia. I think I jumped over you then. Please feel free to jump on in.
Don't worry, don't worry. I just wanted to say the same. That's amazing. Thanks for sharing. This year, if you're coming, you know our faces and voices, so you're not alone, and we will meet in person. So yeah, come along if you can. And thanks for sharing different type of approach in budgeting and kind of asking for budget. Yeah, it's just the different path in, right? So that's great. I remember in 2023. Let me ask if maybe something will be this year. I actually want, like, if you go to Test Bash conference, there were a crab crane machine, and I won those certificates because I wanted to win another Test Bash conference ticket that was there, right? But I got those ones, so hopefully it will be something maybe this year that gives you as well something extra. So yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great to meet some of you in person again this year. We could. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us, Linda. Your commitment to having, the commitment to learning and development with an unlimited membership. We're so grateful because it is the best value. Like, to put it bluntly, it really is the best value because you just get the lot, and you can't. There's so much goodness from that. Of course, I'm biased because I'm part of Ministry of Testing and I'm kind of right in the thick of it. But I see it day in, day out. I see the value that community members get. Let's take the certifications, for example. So myself and Rosie, we have the privilege of reviewing everything that's going on with the Software Testing Essentials certificate. And every time we do that, like, we have a little moment where we're like, this is so good. This is so good. And the fact that is part of the unlimited membership is huge value, particularly for someone who wants to do a refresher, or they want to learn how to teach their team so they kind of get the foundations and then can pass that on. And that's just one example. I mean, yourself, Linda, making adv taking advantage of the test automation certificates as well is fantastic. So yeah, I love, yeah, just amplifying Nat's words, Natalia's words around coming at it at a different angle and costing it up. It's a brilliant approach. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for joining us, Linda, and sharing that today. Very grateful.
Thanks. The essential certificate's the next one on my list, so I'll take a look at that this year.
Love it. Oh, well, I mean, it is chunky, but it's really good. I mean, there's we have nearly 60 people have contributed to it, sharing their knowledge, whether it's like one-to-one conversations, two people having a chat about a particular topic. There's some like short, sharp audio bites, people sharing stories. We've got articles, we've got demos. It's very cool. It really is very cool. Okay, Natalia, just doing a quick time check. It looks like we've got about 5 or so minutes and Gary Hawkes has been waiting patiently. So I'm going to press the special button on this side to bring Gary up on stage. Lovely to hear what Gary's got to share today. Gary, welcome to This Week in Testing. Thank you for joining us. And Gary, if you do happen to be speaking, it doesn't appear that your audio is coming through, at least from my side. If you'd like to give it another try or check what you need to check. Testing 1, 2, 3. Natalia, can you hear Gary at all? Just checking if it might be my side.
No, I'm afraid I can't. I see that he's unmuted, possibly some permissions.
I mean, it's impressive that we've got to 55 minutes into This Week in Testing without some form of audio issue. I think that's a record, right?
Yeah, the whole experience is improving.
I think is that what happens when collectively a bunch of testing professionals get together? Just the experience just naturally get better. Who knows?
Yeah.
Gary, thanks for sticking with it and trying to get your audio working. Feel free to try some various options. If you want to leave the stage or maybe I can boot you off the stage and try and get you back on, let me give that a go and see if that does something. So 1 second, I'm going to remove you from the stage and then invite you back on. Okay, let's try one more time. I can find Gary again. Let's try an invitation. So Gary, if you can still hear us, you should have a little note to get you back up on stage. Let's see if that works. Moment of truth, folks, here we go. Gary is back, but alas, if you are talking, Gary, apologies for talking over you, but it seems that your audio, your input is still having troubles. Okay, Gary, we get your message on the chat. Crack on, still not working. Another time, Gary, next time, next week. And Bendo and a tester walks into a bar, orders a round and enjoys a drink with friends. Nothing blows up and the happy path is tested successfully. Brilliant. I think that needs to be posted as a meme. But there we go. I think that's probably a wonderful way to end. We could end on that, right? I know it feels strange finishing up a little bit earlier. But that maybe feels like a nice bookend to wrap up today's This Week in Testing. I guess we should say, you know, for folks who aren't familiar with Test Bash, do consider coming along. It is a very special thing and it started already and you can be part of that thing right now. So we have a Ministry of Testing Slack with a dedicated channel where people can start connecting and building out their network already. You can start asking questions of each other. You can share what you're looking to get out of Test Bash. You could share your own schedule, kind of, you know, literally book in some time with people to say, oh, you know, who's up for meeting up and start making those connections already. So yeah, very exciting space. Lots of good stuff happening around Test Bash and a wonderful bunch of people. I mean, for those who are watching this and can see their screen, there's a visual of the folks who are part of Test Bash. And there really is a wonderful bunch of people doing great things. So please do consider it. If you go to ministryoftesting.com/testbash, you can get the details there. Get stuck in and yeah, commit to some good learning and development. Okay, folks, Natalia, any final thoughts before we sign off for today?
Yeah, happy Friday. Thanks for coming and thanks for listening and contributing. Well, we'll be here next Friday, usual time, usual place. We look forward to hearing you next week.
Absolutely. Great to co-host with you, Natalia. Thanks, as always, to be being part of This Week in Testing. It's great fun to co-host. And yes, to all those who have been super active in the chat, thank you very much. And also to folks who have joined the stage. Wonderful. It's great to hear from you. And yeah, keep the conversation going, as Amy would say. It's important that we keep doing that. Until next time, we will speak with you all soon. Bye for now.